Reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine.
On Friday, Joe Biden stunned many of the U.S.'s allies by categorically stating that Vladimir Putin had made up his mind to invade Ukraine in the coming days. And on Sunday, the president convened a meeting of his National Security Council to discuss the situation. Ahead of that meeting, the U.S. Secretary of State reaffirmed that despite the president's announcement, diplomacy was still an option.
Until it's settled, until we know that the tanks are rolling, the planes are flying, and the aggression has fully begun, we're going to do everything we can to prevent it. But we're prepared either way, and we're prepared with a response that will have massive consequences for Russia if it actually carries this through.
Blinken said he hoped a forthcoming meeting this week with his Russian counterpart would address both preventing war and addressing mutual security concerns for the U.S., Europe, and Russia. The Russian and Ukrainian ambassadors to the U.S. were also on the Sunday talk show circuit. Anatoly Antonov denied any invasion of Ukraine was planned. He said Moscow's priority was the implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which was designed permanently to stop the war in Ukraine's east by, among other things, giving the region some autonomy.
The United States, it's very easy to stop such crisis. You have to persuade Kyiv to fulfill Minsk Agreement. That's all.
The Ukrainian ambassador said whether Russia invaded or not, her country was already at war, but still held out the possibility of a diplomatic solution.
We are calling not only on aggressor, which is Russia, but also on all of our friends and allies to get together and use every opportunity to still deter Russia from invading.
Hanging over the discussion, as always, the U.S.'s past declarations in the run-up to war.
How confident are you, given what's happened in the past with Afghanistan, with Iraq? Are you absolutely confident in the intelligence you're seeing now?
We have high confidence in the things that we're looking at, of course, you know, in terms of being able to predict exactly what's going to happen going forward. You never can.
The French say that the summit agreed to in principle by the U.S. and Russia won't just be about Ukraine, but about security and strategic stability in Europe as a whole. The White House says it was always committed to diplomacy as long as there was no invasion, but added, as far as it was concerned, it was still seeing preparations for a Russian assault very soon. But that's less specific than the president was on Friday. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.